theology 就是 kenosis 这个希腊文的这样倒空的意思。
So there's a doctrine named kenotics.
那就是说只有人在谦卑顺服，那顺服天父旨意，死在十字架上头。
Which means that only when man humbles himself down and obey, can they be pleasing to the Lord.
人类的救赎工作才可以达成。
And therefore can complete the plan of salvation for mankind.
所以克西马尼园的祷告也是最壮烈的一个祷告。
And so the prayer at the Garden of Gethsemane was also the most fervent one.
而且呢，也是顺服天父，就接受这个苦悲，人生最难受的苦悲。
And the Lord submitted himself to the Lord, gave up himself, and took the bitter cup.
那死在十字架上头。
And he died on the cross.
但是因为他不会被死来吞灭。
And he was not swallowed up by death, however.
他是复活了。
But he was resurrected.
就升天。
And ascended into heaven.
就进入父神的荣耀。
And returned to the glory of the heavenly Father.
在约翰福音称为得荣耀。
And in John, the Gospel of John, it says that he was glorified.
那这个三个意思就是受死、复活、升天、进入父神荣耀，叫得荣耀的意思。
And so glorification consists of death on the cross, resurrection, and ascending into heaven.
那就是高举。
Which is to be exalted.
那意思就是说，天下人间没有再比耶稣基督的名更可以可靠了。
So no other name on earth is as reliable and trustworthy as the Lord Jesus Christ.
唯一得救的名字。
The only name that we can be saved with.
所以靠奉耶稣的名受洗，洗去罪孽。
And so in the name of Jesus Christ, we baptize and remiss our sins.
我们奉主耶稣基督圣名，那我们施行圣礼。
And we commence the sacraments in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ.
宣扬福音。
And we proclaim the gospel in His name.
行事为人。
And we perform good deeds for humankind.
所以说这是万民之上的，这万口要称颂，万膝要跪拜的，整天上真神的
名字。This is a name that all mankind shall prostrate down and worship.
所以说我们唱的这首诗，就等于我们在宣扬主的名。
And so when we sing this hymn, it is like proclaiming and exalting the Lord's name.
纪念耶稣基督降生、受死、复活，在整个过程。
To remember His death, His resurrection, and His ascension into heaven.
而今天我们可以传扬神国的福音。
And so today we can proclaim the gospel of the heavenly kingdom.
住在神的家里头。
We can live in His glorious kingdom.
可以持定永生。
And we have assurance of eternal life.
就这两个字眼，创造跟救赎。
From these two words, creation and salvation.
神的创造，基督里头新造的人。
God's creation, which is a new person in Christ.
我们想造一个新的乐园。
And we will create a new garden in us.
这个是神的国。
And which is reflecting on God's kingdom.
这当然是从神的救赎，在基督里头的救赎而成全的。
And it was fulfilled in the salvation in Jesus Christ.
所以我们唱这首诗，就是想到这些伟大的这个事工。
So these are some of the things that cross our minds when we think. When we sing this hymn,
我们祷告求主耶稣带领我们全天下午的聚会。
Let's pray and ask the Lord to guide this afternoon services.
我们求主耶稣来祝福我们。
May the Lord bless us.
一起祷告。
Let's pray.
奉主耶稣圣名祷告。
哈利路亚！主耶稣
啊！耶稣啊！你看新的历史，历史对外开放。我们接续上午所查考的耶利米书的信息。
In the name of Jesus Christ, we'll continue this morning's message concerning significance message in the book of Jeremiah.
我们早上提到北朝以色列王国在公元前722年被亚述毁灭。
In the morning, we have talked about the northern kingdom being destroyed in 722 BC by Babylon.
Assyria.
Assyria.
然后呢140年后巴比伦就毁灭南朝犹大王国。
140 years later, Babylon destroyed the southern kingdom.
那我们要想提出一个教训。
And so one lesson to be learned from this.
那也就是在圣经里头历史家的一个历史总结。
Which is a historical
summary.
A summary in the Bible.
我检讨为什么神的百姓会被敌人来毁灭。
And to examine why God's people were destroyed by enemies.
不是神没有眷顾他的百姓。
It was not that the Lord did not protect his people.
因为神是守约施慈爱的神。
For God is a merciful and loving God.
God also keeps the covenant.
And God keeps his covenant.
所以就因为契约的关系。
And because they have broken the covenant.
那就说神就按照契约所规定的祸跟福来施展到百姓身上来。
God has given the blessings or consequences or punishments unto those who have broken the covenant.
那这个缘故在哪里？
And what is the reason for this?
我们来看一个列王记下17章。
Now let's refer to 2 Kings chapter 7.
旧约圣经482页。
2 Kings chapter 17.
这记载这个是已经是犹大王南朝，就是说这个最后的末代皇帝末代王朝的时候。
This refers to latter phases of the southern kingdom.
那我们可以看到，这就是应该说犹大王阿哈斯少年这个时候，那个历史家就会同时指出南北朝是什么样的情形。And
so during this time of King Ahaz, it also describes what is happening in the northern kingdom.
这是圣经历史的记法。This
is the history recorded in the Bible.
就南朝的王列出来，那王的同时期的。 北朝是什么的王朝王帝王的时代。
And so it lists out who the king of the southern kingdom was, and as well as his contemporary in the northern kingdom.
那这样可以就 synchronize 一个同时关照。
And so you can have a synchronized account.
好，那这样看起来就是在北朝，就是河西亚王的时候。
And so from here we see that the northern kingdom is from King Hosea.
河西亚哈，那732到724，他统治年间。
From 732 to 724 he reigned Assyria from 722 to 727 BC. And then he attacked the northern kingdom.
那不久以后就北朝就沦亡了。
Not long after the northern kingdom fell.
请看这段记事以后第七节就开始说。
And continuing on to the verse 7.
这是因为以色列人得罪领他们出埃及进迦南地的这位伟大的神。
Gives the reason that it was the children of Israel had sinned against the Lord their God.
那列举他们的罪状。
And so that was what happened, why the circumstances happened to them.
就比如说 请看第九节十节那里。
So we read verses 9 and 10.
他们建筑丘坛,
they secretly did against the Lord.
丘坛是高岗的祭坛, 高峰高岗上头, 高土上头的祭坛。
No, they set themselves up as sacred pillars and wooden images.
在这个第九节了,第九节, 丘坛, high places, 高岗上的祭坛, 那祭坛当然祭外邦的神。
And so they built for themselves high places in their cities.
然后高岗上各青翠树下, 就有制作宗教性淫乱这样的行动行为。
And so here it describes that they built high places for other gods and also of their own spiritual defilement.
Commits sexual like abomination under the trees 这些，还有立柱像木偶，就指那个黎巴嫩女神亚沙路的一个图腾木柱。
And the sacred pillars and wooden images refers to the goddess of Ashtoreth.
那这些就是拜偶像了，行宗教行邪淫乱了。
And so these are descriptions of idolatry and also spiritual adultery.
然后呢，再看十五节。
And refer, let's read on to verse
他们厌弃神的先知在13到15节说的警告。
Now they rejected the Lord's statutes and his covenant.
然后随从十五节随从外邦的虚无的神。
And they followed other gods.
那十六节记载他们拜巴利，拿着豹、牛犊、金牛犊图像的。 表征的这样的外邦神。
And verse 16 records that they worshipped the image, the calf, the cow bow.
那是风雨雷雨神，丰收雷雨丰收神哈。
And who was
迦南的神？
He was a Canaanite god.
还有亚沙路是腓尼基人的女神，亚沙拉。
Ashera was the goddess of the Phoenicians.
天上的万象。 万象指万物，就是星座、星星、星辰。
And referring to the constellations in the skies.
还有释放巴黎, 就地方的, 熊牛犊, 代表的这, 这, 丰收神,
and they also, so that in that way they served the calf of Baal.
十七节有, 让他们儿女煎火, 啊, 这煎火不是, 跳火圈啊, 踏火炭, 不是, 是把烟海当作烧祭, 这样的烧给那个可憎恶的, Moloch神.
Verse 17 says that they caused their sons and daughters to pass through the fire, which indicates that they offered human sacrifice the infants.
那这个都是很可憎恶的行为.
These are abominable practices.
所以说这些宗教上还有他们在社会道德上的缺这个很严重的缺失,
and so they have transgressed against God.
所以十八节, 神就向以色列大大发怒,
and so verse 18, the Lord was very angry with Israel.
就把他们从神面前驱逐出去,
so he removed them from his sight.
那剩下犹大一个支派,
and there was none left but the tribe of Judah.
犹大支派以后, 我们就看着他独自的这个存活到140年左右,
and so from there Judah survived by itself for about 140 years.
那我们就会进到我们现在早上所查考的鲁放时代的这个先知,
and so that leads us into the period of exile.
那这两个先知耶利米跟以西结,
and these prophets Jeremiah and Ezekiel.
那通常称 以西结是古铜似的很庄严的 一个先知, 那耶利米是流泪的先知.
And Ezekiel is often referred to as a very grand prophet, while Jeremiah was weeping.
那他们两个人 在那个罗马 那个Sistine的教堂上的屋顶上, 就有他们 那个艺术家所说，米开朗基罗等他们所画的这些像肖像。
In the Sistine Chapel in Rome, there is a mural of them painted by Michelangelo.
这就变成历史的大师。
And so they became great figures in history.
那为什么这两位先知信息这么重要？
And why were the messages from these prophets so significant?
因为他们信息呢， 就维系着整个以色列民族甚至世纪历史的很重要一个关键,
because they hold the key to the history of Israel,
或者世界历史,
or world, or history of the world.
那他们就是说以色列民本来是神契约的百姓,
so Israelites were originally the chosen people.
为什么会被丢弃,
and why were they later forsaken?
那我们要是仔细查看那个耶利米哀歌就可以看出来,
we can see this from the Book of Lamentations.
你说这个是从前好像这贵妇, 这样的蛮有人民的这耶路撒冷圣城, 现在为什么变成被丢弃, 变成满身污秽的这样一个寡妇在那痛哭。
And it describes it as now that Jerusalem became like a widow bitterly crying, weeping.
满身污秽,
and it's defiled all over.
圣经里头假如把那污秽的它都是用来精血, 这美国流的那种女人的那个污秽的血来描写不可憎恶, Tima 这样的表达。 Defilement.
They often described it
menstrual blood.
The blood signifying defilement.
那这个意思就是说神已经看不起这个已经鄙视这个他所尊贵的这个贵妇现在是寡妇被遗弃的神不要了。
And the meaning is that the God has already rejected his people, or this widow.
所以外邦敌人都跑到圣城来,
and therefore enemies, surrounding enemies came into the holy city,
践踏圣地,
and they defiled the holy holy ground.
这个就用何苦为什么这样的一个疑问在哀哭在痛切。
So they wail loudly, wondering why these things are happening to them.
所以圣经用何苦这样的赞歌挽歌这样来哀悼已经失去的神眷顾的恩爱的城。
And so these lamentations describe how the Lord has rejected his people, and they are wailing.
这个时候黑云遮蔽整个西安城,
dark clouds. Moment, dark clouds covered the city of Zion.
那以色列这个荣美从天上扔下来,
and the glory of Jerusalem was thrown to the earth.
神在不纪念自己的脚凳,
and God does not even use it as a footstool.
因为脚凳指施恩座, 这个宝座上, 这个施恩座神,
Because even the footstool is considered an holy ground
of the covenant.
And the two cherubims on the Ark of the Covenant holds up the throne of God.
那所以说神在这里是他的象征, 在圣所里头居住。
And so it is...
It symbolizes
the dwelling place of the Lord.
所以圣殿是立名居住，神立名神居住的地方。
And so the holy temple is a place that God established and where He dwells.
就是说他立他的名, His name.
So He has established His name.
而且他居住的地方。
And He is a dwelling place for Him.
所以说现在神丢弃自己居所了。
And now the Lord has even rejected and thrown away His own dwelling place.
那神的荣光要离开神的圣殿。
And God's glory will depart from His temple.
那就是巴比伦军队刚好进来要屠杀，要放火种，就是说要纵火。
And that this is also the time when the Babylonians invaded and set the city on fire.
然后就是说百姓四散。
And the inhabitants were scattered.
从前亚述毁灭过那个以色列国。
And so the kingdom of Israel that was destroyed by the Syrians.
撒玛利亚成了陷落, city of Samaria.
And the city of Samaria went under.
然后现在耶路撒冷也是同样道理。
And now the same consequences have befallen Jerusalem.
这些都记载在列王记下25章那个就说。 怎么的沦落的这样的经过了。
And this fall is recorded in detail in 2 Kings 25.
就是最后的一章,
which is the last chapter.
的最后的一页,
describes how these kingdoms.
那我们还没有进入到这末代的最后一天以前, 我们来看这个历史。 那先知就在这历史当中向百姓来昭告，说是厄运将到了，你们应该悔改了。
And so before we entered into these last phases where they fell, let's look at the warnings from the prophets.
那耶利米书里头有一句话。
There's a phrase in Jeremiah.
就是很跟台语一样的套炸告啊。 神从套炸告，先知他差遣他先知仆人到百姓当中。
So from early morning until late at night, God has sent His messengers
给他们传警告,
to send His warnings,
提醒这将要毁灭的就要来到,
to remind them of the impending destruction.
也许还有回头，神垂怜施恩的时候。
And perhaps they still have a chance to turn back and return to God.
不然的话，就必然就来到，就必然来到了。
Or else, once before them, it is it cannot be undone.
Eventually, 那意思就是说，神的最终必来必到的毁灭，就会像你要是再看以西结书七章，就会看出来。
And so we can see this impending destruction in Ezekiel chapter 7.
就是结局到了，毁灭日子到了。
Which is the end is here. The end is here.
然后神的烈怒发出来了。
And God's wrath is God's anger is aroused.
他再不顾惜。 他再不可怜,
and He no longer shows a compassion.
他不再收索了，算收索了。
He does not undo his hand.
那就是毁灭就到了。
And so that is when destruction.
这个道理好像我们平常在讲警戒这个末日灾难的信息一样。
This is often the message of the last days.
但是圣经有三种表现。 记载人有三种表现。
My Bible records three different happenings.
一种人是用信心顺服的态度来观看，或者来对照神的话语。
One is the people who keep uphold their faith in studying and abiding by the words of God.
因为知道神的话语，他的应许不会落空，一定会实现。
They hold fast to the words of God, knowing that. God, that it will not be said in vain.
所以他们听而从而行止。
And so they listen and do.
这个是蒙福的一群人。
And these are the blessed group of people.
那另外一种人是默而不关心的。 好像听雅乐而不会唱歌跳舞。 来应对的,
and the second group is those who hear but do not do.
甚至说他们耳朵发沉, 心里蒙脂油。
And so even
deaf.
So it's as if they are deaf.
而且呢是蒙脂油, 就是心里不知道要怎么样的对，没有敏感度，不会对应它。
And they're not that sensitive to it in their hearts.
就是当着耳边风一样的。
And so they just listen as a passerby.
那第三种人就用采取这轻视的、敌对的、那种鄙弃的态度。
And so the third group shows opposition.
用那个亵慢人的那口气、口吻。才不相信，才不理睬。
And they scoff at the words.
这样的话，这种反应也会展示在人间。
And these type of this kind of situation will happen to human beings.
那耶利米以西结当代，那先知都被神附托一个使命。
And Jeremiah and Ezekiel were given a mission by the Lord.
以赛亚也是。
And as was Isaiah.
就说你们要进这个被叫做悖逆的以色列家
，which is you must enter into the rebellious house of Israel.
因为他们虽然不听，你们还是要讲。
And although they may not listen, you must still speak the word.
也许可以从火中捡出几个柴火出来，可以救出来。
Perhaps you can save some from the flames.
所以先知也就不入他们，不辜负他们的使命。
And so the prophets followed according to their commission.
尽管他们有时候逼迫到这个逼迫。
And even when they were persecuted to the utmost.
就像耶利米就是一个例子。
Jeremiah was a prime example.
真假先知的这样的争执。
The conflict between the true and the false prophets.
那些假先知包括在王包围在王这个西底家周围的这王宫廷的先知。
And all the false prophets were surrounding in the king's court.
当真先知说毁灭要到了，风声加风声，灾害加风再加害。
When the true prophet has proclaimed that impending destruction is near,
那些假先知说没事没事，神是以这个耶路撒冷为重的。
The false prophets say, "Do not worry, God has shown favor to Israel."
因为他这是他的宝座，这是大卫的王座。
For this is his throne. This is the throne of David.
所以神已经保护他自己的圣城的。
And so God will protect His temple.
那假定敌军来包围了，来攻入了。
And even when the enemies have surrounded the city,
最多两个月，他们将兵败如山，退回去的。
And God will allow them to retreat.
所以我们不要担心。
And so let us not be afraid.
所以当真先知讲真话。
And so when the true prophet has spoken the truth,
不信的百姓。
And the believers, inhabitants who do not believe.
或者是那存心诡诈的这些假先知。
Or even those false prophets,
就加以反对。
Have shown a rebellion and rejection.
但是神的先知还是得讲他的那个信息。
But God's prophet must still speak God's word.
那么先知的信息里头有一段比较长篇的，那就是我们现在要查考。
And there is one longer message in the prophet's message.
那是耶利米书七章
，which is recorded in Jeremiah chapter 7.
就是圣殿前的讲道词。Temple sermon.
Which is the message before the temple.
好，那这个变成一个很重要的一个信息，一个历史契机的信息。
And this is a message of historical significance.
哈哈，我们来看它的内容。
And let us read the content of it.
一节到十五节，这个是等于说对着百姓所说的。
And from verses 1 to 15, it is spoken in directly to the people.
假定这是圣殿的话，那耶利米站在门口。
If this were the temple, Jeremiah would be standing at the doorway.
那出出入入的人都知道来到圣殿里头来献祭，来献礼物。
And all who come in to offer sacrifices.
那有时候对面在里头在就主持祭祀的时候，外头就是刚好在庭院那里，就百姓就在那跪着祷告，面向着西，就是至圣所在祷告。
And the people inside they will be offering sacrifices, and outside the gate they will be praying and facing the west.
哈哈，因为圣所是在西边哈。
Because the sanctuary is in the west.
所以他们在面西而祷告。
And so they prayed facing the west.
所以很忙碌的这些献祭啦，或者说祷告啦，出出入入啦，还有很多在旁边卖牛羊的，然后兑金银的，这些给外国人回来的方便的人。
So in the temple it was a very busy situation where people were offering sacrifices and praying and even selling lambs or cows for sacrifice.
或者兑换金钱的。
Or even exchanging currency.
所以是在这很热闹非凡的场合里头。
And so we miss this commotion.
那这个时候，真正的先知与这个耶利米站在门口。
The true prophet Jeremiah stood at the gate.
那神叫他说：“你对这个出入的人这样的说。”
And God instructed him to say to those who enter in at these gates.
这些进这个圣殿的门要敬拜神的一切犹大人，当听神的话。
That those who enter the gates to worship the Lord must should listen to His word.
请看第三节开始。
Refer to verse 3.
万军的耶和华真神，以色列神如此说：你们改正行动作为，我就在你们这个地方仍然居住。第三节这句话值得我们想的，在这个地方迦南地，神的产业地。仍然居住。
And this verse 3 is worthy of our meditation. It says that amend your ways and thus says the Lord God of hosts, the God of Israel, amend your ways and your doings, and I will cause you to dwell in this place.
这个安然居住在圣经里头是很重要的一个观念。
Dwell in this place is a very significant word in the Bible.
就你可以在神所给的产业地上头。
Which is that you can dwell in the inheritance of God.
你可以立足。生存
you can exist establish yourself
那你可以发展
and you can expand and grow
然后你可以昌盛可以平安
and you can prosper and also have peace
这个很重要的那这个平安约刚好我们这个礼拜要读的就利未记二十六章三节开始就平安约的大致内容
covenant of peace is
peace
It is recorded in Leviticus 26.
就说神给你的产业地
which is the inheritance that the Lord has blessed you with.
神所应允天降下的合宜的雨，就是秋雨到春雨的雨季。
And the early and latter rain that the Lord has sent down.
然后地就应允这土产，就是包括谷的大麦、小麦、大麦。
And it causes the field, the plants in the fields to grow.
然后再来就杂粮，再来果物。
And then and they grow and then grains, bear grains and also bear fruits.
然后一直打葡萄，到秋收为止。
Up until the harvest period.
那你就都有了，那谷物了，果物都有了，就是吃的饱足。
All the grains and all the fruits and everything that can satisfy.
甚至神使你躺在葡萄树下，那你就可以安然的吃你葡萄架下的这些葡萄。
And God will even allow you to rest beneath the vines, and you can taste the grapes.
这时候你的丰足丰盛以外
and this is
abundance.
This is the God's abundance.
那你还有享受 security 跟 peace, 享受这个安然居住
and also enjoy security and peace.
就没有战争
and there's no war.
没有所有的饥荒
and no famine.
没有瘟疫。
And no pestilence,
没有恶兽
and no beasts.
那你就可以来享受神所给你平安约。
And you can enjoy this covenant of peace that the Lord has given.
那而且呢，神也答应着把他的帐篷立在人间。
And God has also promised to establish His tent.
神
amidst mankind.
神跟人的关系。
To establish the relationship between 神
是我们的神
between God and man that He is our God.
我们是他的子民
and we are His people.
那我们的顺命。
And we will obey.
那遵行神，爱神，守他的诫命。
And we will love God and obey His commandments.
这个契约就下来了。
And then this covenant will be established.
那讲话日子长久。
And we will
凡事亨通。
Have longevity and also everything that we do will be smooth.
不断承受神所在条约就是契约上所说的福气。
And we will enjoy the blessings that the Lord has given us.
那假定我们这样念的话，我们就会进入到那个《生命记》28章所说的。那个福气的内容。
If we read it like this, then we will understand what is written in Deuteronomy chapter 28.
前面一节到六节讲到有六个福气。
And in verses 1 through 6, it records six blessings.
讲那些大纲了。
And it describes in summary of.
然后底下才阐述这个神所说的福气。
And in following, it describes in detail what those blessings are.
那就是这个神的祝福，就因为百姓的爱神，守他的诫命、律例、典章。
And because the people of God, they obey Him and follow His statutes and commandments, He will bless them.
所以福气就临到。
The blessings will come upon them.
那万一呢？假定他们离弃真神。
But what if they were to leave and depart from the Lord?
那他们去那就行神眼中的恶。
And do wicked things in the sight of the Lord.
包括宗教上的亵渎神的名，污秽神的殿。
Defiling God's temple in His name.
去拜偶像
and worshiping idols
跟从这个外邦恶俗
and following the wicked ways of the Gentiles
在宗教上亏欠度的一神信仰的这个原则
and they have
failed
in their faith
那再来在道德社会道德良心道德方面
and also have grown morally and corrupt
假定他们虚谎欺诈
and they are deceitful and tell lies
或者是他们去压榨别人
or oppress others
或者是再加上很严重的罪流无辜人的血
or it shed innocent blood
那这个在神面前看起来是违反良心良善的原则
and this in the sight of the Lord violates all good deeds
也违背圣经的伦理学
and also violates the
ethical
principles
还有道德律
in the Bible
那道德行为
And also the moral standards.
所以说，这个一神宗教也会让我们提醒说，神的百姓要遵行爱神守命，也要行出神要求的社会公义。
And so we understand that as people of God, they must love their God and obey Him, as well as do good deeds to their fellow human beings.
他要纯，要正直，要诚实。
And they must be upright and honest.
要秉公行义。
And must do justly and righteously.
这是一直在历代来，在圣经里头就一直在发亮的一个信息。
And throughout the history recorded in the Bible, this is very evident.
就因为神的属性是公义的，所以要求他百姓也要是这样的公义的。
Because God's divine nature is just, and He asks His people to be just.
所以这个 mishpat 这个字眼，希伯来字的这个字眼，就一直在强调神的公义。
And so it emphasizes this word mishpat.
好，那神也是 hesed， 也是慈爱的。
And God is also loving.
他也是说，他爱他百姓，也要百姓爱。爱其他的与其他人一样
，which is he loves his people and he demands that his people love others.
也要爱邻舍如自己
，and must love neighbors as ourselves.
也要眷顾那些鳏寡的孤儿的
，and also care for those widows and orphans.
那些寄居的，或者 sojourners.
Or those sojourners.
这些都是在爱里头
，and these are all done in love.
但是百姓只知道只顾自己。
But the people only care for themselves.
为了要达到他们，这就是说目前的那个利益。
In order to gain their own benefits.
或者说他们要维护他们自己已经得的权益。
Or they to uphold their own the authority that they have gained for themselves.
就不顾到神的律法了。
So they do not heed the Lord's laws.
所以说，这个先知书里有出现这个神斥责百姓不义的这信息。
And in the books of the prophets, it also records God. Rebuking his people who fail to obey,
就是说不公义的社会
，which is the unjust people,
违背良善原则的这个百姓
，those who have violated moral and ethical standards.
所以你要是再看在大小先知书的那信息
，and so if we look at the messages and major and minor prophetic,
刚才宗教上方面他们都强调了
，in religious, they have emphasized those views.
就是要爱神。
Which is to love God,
要守诫命
to follow the commandments,
不要去随从外邦恶俗去拜偶像
do not follow the pagan ways to, in idol worship
在社会信息方面
and in societal view
其实每个先知都有很清楚
every prophet has delivered the same message
特别是以赛亚书
especially in the book of Isaiah
在阿摩斯书
in Amos
弥迦书Micah 这些等等都很突出的信息
and these, all these contain messages
那我们把刚才所说的话就是说再来看耶利米书来的第七章耶利米的信息
and so let's turn back and look at the words the message recorded in Jeremiah chapter 7
就可以发现这一段是也是在对我们今天的世界上各地的选民说的
we can see that this message is also given to all the people of this world today.
因为世界上各地方的都有人进进出出在礼拜堂，在神的圣所，在来朝拜神，在祷告神。
Because in the world today, there are also many people who enter in and out of the temple to worship God.
他们按着的宗教礼仪也奉献。
And they follow according to the ritual requirements in offering sacrifice.
他们也禁食。
And they also fast.
他们也有崇拜。
And they worship.
还有其他的宗教活动。
As well as other religious.
那久而久之，这种习俗啊，这种礼仪方面就变成形式。
And after a while, these ritual requirements become a formality.
而且呢，觉得非做不可以。
and you feel like either you just have to do it.
变成习惯的动作。
It develops into a habit.
那久而久之，这种习惯形式就渐渐的剥夺到它这个举动本身所含的精义了。
And so after a while, these rituals take away from the true meaning of worship.
那当初有说所谓的起初确实的信心。
And in the beginning, there was this true faith,
或者确实的爱心
or genuine love,
就变成一个机械性的动作。
And later on, it becomes more of an autonomous mechanical
process. 慢慢失掉它原有的淳朴、原有的动力。
It gradually erodes away and loses its original meaning and significance.
所以说，耶利米书就提醒我们这一点。
And so, the book of Jeremiah reminds us of this point.
甚至有人是 professed, 就是说口称是自己是基督徒。
And there are even those who just profess that they are Christians.
但是实际上他们不是基督徒。
But in actuality, they are not.
因为他们的行径跟他们的口跟他们在外表的崇拜仪式或形式是相反的。
For what they do, is not in accordance with the way they worship.
这个叫做属灵的一个分裂症呢。
This is this differentiation in
spiritual character.
In a spiritual character.
这样的一个分裂哈，一个不同双重性格。
And this is how you differentiate
friend. OK 哈，那这样说来，我们可以看起来，他就提出百姓出出入入啊，神要他传真正的信息。
And so you can see here that God instructs Jeremiah to deliver the message to the people who go in and out of the gate of the temple.
第四节他说到说，百姓啊，你们不要倚靠那个虚谎的话。
And in verse 4 it says, do not trust in these lying words.
这就是说这是神的殿，这是神的殿，这是神的殿。
Those that say, the temple of the Lord, this is the temple of the Lord, this is the temple of the Lord.
讲三次哈。通常我们的话语一嫌太少，讲一次还不太够。
Most of the time we say that words spoken once is not enough.
二还不够。
And even twice is not enough.
四太多。
And four might be too much.
三刚刚好，可以加重语气，可以强调。
And three times this emphasis is just appropriate.
这叫修辞学上的重复了。
And so,
rhetorical reiteration.
So this is a rhetorical
reiteration.
啊，
就强调说，你说这是神的殿，这是神的殿，这是神的殿。
To emphasize the temple of the Lord, the temple of the Lord, the temple of the Lord.
因为住在耶路撒冷的时候，会以神的殿为傲为豪。
Because those who dwell in Jerusalem have pride in the Lord's temple.
因为他们说这是神立名，这是神居住的地方，这是我们天之骄子选民的殊荣。
Because this is their glory, their pride that the Lord has established His temple
in their city. 我们来的外邦是狗，外邦人都没有不配的。
And that we are the chosen ones, and everyone is unworthy.
那所以说啊，奉行那摩西律法的规模来遵行神的律法。
And so they follow according to these Mosaic laws.
所以来献祭，来祷告。
To offer sacrifices and prayer.
就是说来礼拜了。
Which is to come to worship.
那神就说这个话，你们说这是神的殿，神的殿，神的殿，这是变成虚谎的了。
And so these have become lying words when we keep saying the temple of the Lord.
因为你们也许身子在这里，心不在这儿。
Because although your body may be here, your heart is not.
也许你们有崇拜的仪式或形式外表，可是没有那实意，宗教的实意。
And you may have deeds of worship, but it's not true worship.
更可畏的，更可怕的。那就是说，你是说好好好，可是里头是坏坏坏这样的行为。
And the scary thing is that even though you proclaim it's good in your heart, you're thinking evil things.
那就是说，你譬如说，你们我们来看，请看第五节。
Please refer to verse 5.
你们如果真正的去改正行为动作
，so that you thoroughly amend your ways and your doings.
意思就是说，他们没有改正他们行为来合乎神的旨意、神的喜悦。
Which means they have not amended their ways to in the favor of God.
他们在第五节就说他们没有施行公平，就公义的原则。
And in verse 5 it says that they did not thoroughly execute judgment.
这个公平、公义、诚实、正直，这是一个字眼，都同样的是神的公义。
Which is that they were not just according to God.
你有公正、公平、公诚实的话，你自然心就正。
If you're honest, fair, and just, and your heart will be upright.
意就诚，就诚意了，谢谢。
You'll be sincere.
那你的行为就纯。
And then your deeds will be pure.
那圣经用两个字眼来代表这个内外的洁净，内外的纯正。
And the Bible uses two words to describe this purity in inward and outward.
一个就是心清。
which is a pure heart.
再来守节。
And then a clean and pure hands.
这心清守节的人。
So a person with pure heart and clean hands.
你要是看诗篇十五篇跟二十四篇。
You can see this in Psalms 15 and 22.
啊，跟二十四篇。
And 24.
啊，就可以看到心清守节的人才可以登神的山，进入神的殿。
We can see that those with a pure heart and clean hands can go up to the mountain of God and enter His temple.
他们的崇拜才是有意义的，才蒙神喜悦的。
Their worship is meaningful and is pleasing to the
Lord. 那结果呢？在神的百姓竟然被不被神来悦纳。
But God's people were not pleasing to him.
因为他们没有施行公正、公义、公平、诚实、正直。
Because they were not execute a judgment in a fair and just ways.
他们欺压寄居邻孤我孤。孤寡的
and they oppress the stranger, the fatherless, and the widow.
他们流无辜人的血的
and then they also shed innocent blood.
他们随从别的神的
and they walk after all their gods.
他们这样做，那神当然就不让他们在这个地方来安然居住，仍然居住。
Because they did all these things, God did not allow them to dwell in this place.
这个跟那个刚才在《申命记》二十八章说的祸跟福、福跟祸的宣告是一样的道理。
This is the same as it was recorded in Deuteronomy regarding 28 regarding the woes and the blessings.
或者跟生命记刚才说利未记二十六章的偏安约一样的道理。
Or the Leviticus 26 regarding the covenant of peace, it is the same.
这个先决条件，要得神的福气的先决条件。
Which means that in order the requirement to receive the Lord's blessing,
就是爱神。守他的诫命。
First of all, it is to love God and to obey His commands.
这样，在这个律法书上所写的，契约书上所写的，福就会领导。
And so, just as it was written in the book of the law, these blessings will.
好，我们看百姓干犯什么。
And so, let us see, examine what the trespasses.
第八九节以下，第八九节就描写了。
Verses 8 and 9.
这是在其实说综合那个《申命记》第五章。
And this is also in accordance to Deuteronomy chapter 5.
六节到二十一节的十条诫命。
From verses 6 to 21.
在圣经里头，圣经里头是生命这个十条诫命记在两个地方。
Ten Commandments is recorded in two areas in the Bible.
出埃及记二十章四节以下。
Exodus 20 verses 4 and 9.
然后在生命记五章六节到二十一节。
And in Deuteronomy 5 verses 6 to 21.
啊，就是说这十条诫命列举给我们看了。
And these ten commandments are written for us.
那结果呢？他们第九节，他偷盗、杀害、奸淫、欺假誓，向巴利把烧香拜那不随从不认识的神。
Verse 9 says that they steal, murder, commit adultery, swear falsely, and burn incense to Baal and walk after other gods.
简单说，除了在家庭父母安息日，他们就是说他不必提以外。
So other than the Sabbath and also obeying the parents,
你其他的就妄称神的名了，拜偶像了，还有就是去再来就是偷盗了、奸淫了、讲欺假见证了、杀人等等，都包括在里头。
Yeah, they have broken all these other commandments.
所以说还敢的来到称为神名下的殿。
And that they still dare to come into the temple. Of the Lord.
这所以说，神就要引历史的见证，让他们知道严重性。
And so, God will allow them to know how severe their deeds are in historical.
那就从十二节那个地方开始。
And starting from verse 12.
你们回想看，当年撒母耳记，那撒母耳那士师时代。
If we think back in the time of Samuel during the time of Judges,
那个时候，那神的这个第一个那个圣所，这个帐篷式的那圣所是立在示罗 Shiloh 这个地方。
The tabernacle of the Lord was established in Shiloh.
那这个时候有一个很羞辱的历史 ，shameful 历史。
And it was a very shameful period in history.
也就是说，就是跟以色列跟非利士人打仗。
Which was that they record Israelites fighting with the Philistines.
那结果呢？他们这以色列人败阵。
And the Israelites lost.
那约柜被非利士人夺去。
And the Ark of the Covenant was taken by the Philistines.
那这个祭司呢？借着这个不孝的家庭，这个祭司家庭以利跟他两个儿子的行径可以看出来。
And we can see this from the evil deeds of Eli's two sons, the priest Eli's two sons.
结果这两个儿子阵亡了。
And so they were destroyed.
那约柜被抢夺了。
And the ark was taken captive.
这个消息传到他父亲这个祭司以利的耳中。
And when the news came back to the priest Eli,
这个老以利在心里就大大震惊，就往后头仰 一仰。
And he was overwhelmed and fell back and died.
脑震荡死。
And he hit his head and died.
那这个时候呢，大媳妇就产下一个儿子。
And at this time, his daughter-in-law,
his older daughter,
had a son.
这个刚好是神的荣光离去以色列的阵营当中。
So the glory of the Lord has departed away.
所以给这个婴孩取名叫 Ichabod。
And so they named the child Ichabod.
因为以加伯，这就是从加伯 Kabod 的这个希伯来字叫荣耀、荣光。
Which because kabod in Hebrew means God's glory.
或者在希腊文叫 doxa， 就是神的荣光、荣耀 ，gloria， 这是拉丁文，都是一样的字眼。
It's the same word in Greek or Latin.
啊，就是说神的荣耀离开自己的百姓，因为越柜就是神的华美、神的能力。
And because the ark of the covenant symbolizes God's grace and His glory.
啊，这个在诗篇就用神的华美、神的能力，也是指着越柜说的。
And God's beauty and His glory refers to the ark of the covenant.
在诗篇里头。
In the book of
所以我们可以看到神的约柜，他居住的这个约柜代表他临现的约柜也被敌人抢去。
And so we see that the Ark of the Covenant that the Lord dwells in was taken away by the enemies.
这不可思议的事。
This is unfathomable.
绝对不可能发生的事。
This is something that could never happen.
那竟然发生了。
But it indeed did.
这是给历史上一个很大的问题，一个很重要的思考。
And this is something that we should ponder in the course of history.
就是说我们本来应该有神的圣殿可朝拜。
Which means that originally we had the temple of God to worship in.
本来神祝福，神同在。
God blessed it and dwelled in it.
那现在圣宫荒凉，叫 by desolation 这个字，这也是一个咒诅的一个字眼。
But now it is left in desolation.
啊，然后呢，就说的敌人侵扰。
And the enemies have surrounded.
啊，百姓四散。
And the people have scattered.
没有国家。
There's no kingdom.
没有圣殿。
There's no temple.
那你怎么办？
What will you do then?
那敬虔的会真的猛思了，会很深重的这样的思考。
And the God-fearing people and the reverent ones will think of it.
那所以说，这个时候宗教的觉醒，宗教的心灵是很敏锐的。
And they will come to a realization.
那就是为什么会这样？神丢弃自己的百姓。
Which is why God would forsake.
我们不是蒙福的种类吗
？Are we not the chosen people?
那神这好像讲这种。这种城堡的不可破的这种固若金汤的圣城竟然敌人也跑进来。
It is like an impenetrable castle fortress that was taken over.
一些迷梦或者这些迷思就产生出来。
And everything, people became lost.
所以说这是一个很严重的问题。
So this is a very severe problem.
那这个归根究底就在发现我们生活信仰上对真正崇拜或真正的宗教有没有真正体认。
And so root of this is for us to realize,And are we worshiping? Are we true worshippers?
很多人都在说，我来教会就好了。
Many people just claim that they just need to come to church.
啊，我受了洗就安就安了就好了。
After I receive water baptism, I'm fine.
我没有做什么坏事就好了。
If I don't do any bad things, then it's fine.
这是消极的一组人。
This is a very passive group.
尚可。还可以一点点
，which means that they are just doing so-so or okay.
但对神来讲，还是一个不冷不热的，好像要被吐掉的一群。
But to God, they are lukewarm, about to be spit out.
因为他们还需要向前来猛进的，来力争上游的。
Continue to strive forward, move ahead.
啊，这样的话，但是有些人他们来了，在另外一组人。
And another group of people, they come.
看似信徒
，and
appearance.
In appearance, they look like members.
但是他们的行径，他们作为不是。
But their deeds and their actions do not reflect that.
所以这样就会招致到整个圣城整个国家，整个神的国的一个安危的问题。
And so this will affect the security of the kingdom.
假定这种病态或这种失常是被非常蔓延或者普遍现象的话
，and these symptoms continue to develop and spread.
那么神所眷顾的不过是这个。圣神国或是圣城里头的5%那些热心真诚的信徒
and that perhaps there are only 5% the people left in God's kingdom who are fervent and zealous.
神在为了这五到十五这个好的信徒，那神在还在有所作为。
But God will probably intervene for those 5 to 10%
那假定那就是连五连十把百分比的信徒都不见了。
But even if they lost all the 5 or 10% of zealous believers,
就等于亚述跟巴比伦的进入这个以色列跟犹大。
And they were entering the period just as when the Syrians and the Babylonians came in.
这就是哀歌里头所说的。
And this is what it was described in Lamentation.
哎哈，何竟？为什么？
哎哈 ，or why？
Why？ Echah， 哎哈啊，就是为什么神是我们没有神同在的？为什么我们有神的体验的？为什么我们有神像过去一切的又真又活的这样明证都不能够来支持我们
？Why can it not sustain us? Believe that the faith that we had, the worship that we had.
所以这里再检讨起来，我们来看讲义说的几个重点。
And so when we examine this, let's look at a few points in the notes.
讲道词它最重要是反映会众信仰认识的偏差。
And so this allows the believers to know the
defects, the shortcomings.
The shortcomings in their faith.
还有神的真正的要求。
And God's true requirements of us.
第一个就是我们有一个迷思了。
The first is that we have a misconception.
就是我们以为有宗教就有一切。
Which means that we believe that if there's religion, then we have it all.
我更狭小范围来讲，有了圣殿，有了圣经，就有了宗教。
Or to go down to another level, if there is a temple, then there is
Holy Script.
In Holy Scriptures.
那就有了信仰。
Then you have faith.
再更缩小来说。
And even going down to another level.
礼拜六来聚会，来参加祷告，来查经，来听道理，就有了宗教。
You have faith or religion when you come to church on you have religion when you come to church on Saturday and to read the scriptures and sing hymns.
这样就有了神吗？
Will you have God then?
或者说这神就真的跟我们契合在一起吗？
Will God truly abide with us?
这是要我们好好的省思的。
This is something that we need to come to understanding.
第二个，神对当代的百姓要求离弃虚谎、诡诈、拜偶像，那而且呢，转过来讲，要心清手洁的转向神，来蒙神来守神所喜悦的，行神所喜悦的事。
The second thing is that God requires His people to leave from deception, idol worshiping, iniquity, and to come with clean, a pure heart and clean hands.
有些人在会堂会众面前是一个表现。
Some people have a different appearance before people in congregation.
或者说他在跪下来向神祷告是一个表现。
Or perhaps they have a different appearance when they kneel down and pray.
等到他离身了，他走到另一个自己独处的，或跟别人、跟外邦人在一起的时候。
But once they go off to their own place by themselves or with Gentiles,
那他就又是另外一个人。
Then they become a completely different person.
更厉害的，假定他们是去拜偶像了，去诡诈了，虚谎了，这些呢？
And even more severe is when they begin to lie and have this deception and worshiping idols.
那就不一定要指着这去拿香拜偶像。
It does not mean to physically take the incense.
意思说，他们心中有比神更重要的，可以取代神的那个所爱的东西。
But that they already have something in their hearts that is more valuable, holds a higher place than God.
那所追崇的这金钱啊、利益啦、啊，或者某些理念啊、这些主义啦、啊、这些想法，都超过神的重要性。
The money and the benefits and the status that they want to pursue over replaces God's importance in their hearts.
这是现在的拜偶像的罪。
This is how idol worshiping is done in the present day.
因为神要找出这些人心中有没有地位，有没有存着他的地位。
Because God wants to examine the people's heart to make sure that they have put Him first in their hearts.
结果可以发现，他只在口头上敬拜神，可是心中离弃神。
They discover that the people only worship God in their in their mouth.
啊，假定他真的实质行为上去做的话，那更远离了神了。
And they will put these wicked things in their hearts into action, then they will depart from the Lord even more.
那再严重的，假定他们信仰没有实质的那种。
And even more severe is when if they do not are not
substantial. 没有 substantial.
If they do not have a substantial faith.
或者他们没有真正的那个行为。
Or do not have a true deeds.
那就会回答为什么神的殿。 或神的圣宫会荒凉。
Then they will answer, why is the temple of the Lord destroyed and left desolate?
就好像当年圣殿587年被巴比伦毁灭一样。
Just as in 587, when the temple of the Lord was destroyed by Babylon.
所以这个历史也变成属灵的事实。
And so this history will become a spiritual fact.
那耶利米这个讲道词也变成这种就是说贯穿千古而不会改变的神的真理。
And then Jeremiah's message will also be one that
ever constant.
That is ever constant and lasting.
就是说我们也应该能汲取他的教训。
And that we also must heed to his instructions.
所以这样说来，不是在于这个宗教的形式。这个是固然重要。
And so even though the ritual requirements are important.
但更重要就是内心就实质的内容。
But even more important is what is in our hearts.
不在名分，不在那个外表的行动。
That we do not do things in outer appearance only.
或者是更重要是在神所悦纳的对应的这个顺服跟信心顺服。
But most importantly, it is doing what the Lord pleases, which is to submit and to obey.
那这样的话我们可以日子长久。
And that way, we can have a long-lasting days.
我们可以安然居住。
And we can dwell peacefully,
okay,
securely.
凡事亨通。
And everything that we do may prosper.
圣城人口就会满多起来。
And then there will be even greater number of people around the gates.
那么，这神的伊甸园就丰产了，就安静了。
And God's Eden will be
abundance.
Will be abundant.
那这样看着神的祝福就早。
And then you can see that the God's blessings
have come about. 所以圣殿前的讲道是论真假信仰的崇拜，对我们来讲是非常切身。
And so Jeremiah's temple sermon, what is a true worship, leaves a deep impression on us.
虽然现代社会的道德沦亡。世风日下。
And even though societal and the morals of this society have gone down.
但是呢，我们维护这个神的律法。
But we keep to the laws of the Lord.
神这内心道德的力量。
That this the strength that comes from
moral vision.
The morals.
然后再加上我们实际的这好像盐好像光的作用。
And also add upon to this. We are the light of the world and the salt of the earth.
那我们可以用神的道理、神的圣灵力量来改造人心、改造社会。
Then we can use the word of God and also God's spirit to change.
所以说，要实质的内容会产生力量。实质的内容，有实质内容的信仰会产生力量的。
And so a true worship will gain strength.
因为会得到神的喜悦，跟神建立良好关系。
Because it will be pleasing to the Lord and establish a good relationship with Him.
而且我们就会刚才说的日子长久。
And just as we have said before, we will live a long lasting days.
事情会亨通。
And everything that we do will be successful.
我们可以安然居住。
And we can dwell securely and peacefully.
我们不但能生存发展。
And not only can we exist and expand.
可以兴盛，可以平安。
But we can have prosperity and peace.
这是以色列的平安约所要求的。
These are the requirements in the covenant of peace.
也是神要给的福气。
It is also a blessing that the Lord wants to give.
那我们这一堂就到这里，我们要默祷一下，让他休息。
This will conclude our first session. Let us offer some prayer.
那等到2:40左右，等到摇铃的时候，我们再聚集第二堂。
Break and resume in 10 minutes.
请大家一起默祷。
Let us pray in silence.